welcoming all of you to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Prasannatma Prabhuji. Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 22nd chapter, 6th verse onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavaj Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Arthur Rishta Guru Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances, Prabhu. Thank you so much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. We hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji. So today we'll start with prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraya. Srunvatam Svakataha Krishnaha Punya Sravana Kirtanaha Pradayantastahi Abhadrani Vidinoti Sukhrutsutam Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaye Bhagavate Uttamasloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistaki. Today we are starting from 4th canto, 22nd chapter, 6th verse onwards. So let me read these verses. Ataka asane asinam swadishneshu pavakan Sraddha samyama samyukta prita pritaha praha bhava agrajan. The four great sages were elder to Lord Shiva and they were seated on golden throne and they appeared just like fire blazing on an altar. Maharaj Prudhu, out of his great gentleness and respect for them, began to speak with great restraint as follows. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Kumaras are described here as the elder brothers of Lord Shiva. When the Kumaras were born out of the body of Lord Brahma, they were requested to get married and increase the population. In the beginning of the creation, there was a great need of population. Therefore, Lord Brahma was creating one son after another, ordering them to increase. However, when the Kumaras were requested to do so, they declined. They wanted to remain brahmachari throughout the life and be engaged fully in the devotional service of the Lord. The Kumaras are called Naishtika Brahmachari, meaning they are never to marry. Because of their refusal to marry, Lord Brahma became so angry that his eyes became reddish. From between his eyes, Lord Shiva or Rudra appeared. The mode of anger is consequently known as Rudra. Lord Shiva also has a sampradaya party known as Rudra Sampradaya, and they are also known as Vaishnavas. Prutuvacha, aho acharitam kinne mangalam mangalayanaha yasya vadarsinam hi asit durdarsanam cha yogi bihi. King Prudhu spoke, "My dear great sages, auspiciousness personified. It is very difficult for even the mystic yogis to see you. Indeed, you are very rarely seen. I do not know what kind of pious activity I performed for you to grace me by appearing before me without difficulty." purport. When seeing uncommon, when something uncommon happens in one's progressive spiritual life, it should be understood to be incurred by ajnana skriti or pious activities beyond one's knowledge. To see personally the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His pure devotee is not an ordinary incident. When such things happen, they should be understood to be caused by previous pious activity as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.28. Yashantva antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam. One who is completely freed from all the resultant actions of sinful activities and who is absorbed only in pious activities can engage in devotional service. Although Maharaj Prithu's life was full of pious activities, he was wondering how his audience with the Kumaras happened. He could not imagine what kind of pious activities he had performed. This is a sign of humility on the part of King Prithu, whose life was so full of pious activities that even Lord Vishnu came to see him and predicted that Kumaras would also come. So, 8th sloka. Kim tasya durlabataram iha loke paratra cha yasya vipra prasidanti shivah vishnu cha sa anugaha. Translation. Any person upon whom the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are pleased can achieve anything which is rare to obtain in this world as well as after death. Not only that, but one who receives the favor of auspicious Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu who accompany the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. The Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are the bearers of Lord Vishnu and the auspicious, as confirmed in Brahma Samhita 5.38. Premanjana Chirita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hrudayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Syama Sundara Achincha Gunaswarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The devotees, out of their extreme love for Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, always carry the Lord within their heart. The Lord is already in the heart of everyone, but the Vaishnavas and Brahmanas actually perceive and see Him always in ecstasy. Therefore, Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are carriers of Vishnu. Wherever they go, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, the devotees of Lord Vishnu are carried. The four Kumaras are Brahmanas and they visited the place of Maharaj Prithu. Naturally, Lord Vishnu and his devotees were also present. Under the circumstances, the conclusion is that when Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are pleased with a person, Lord Vishnu is also pleased. This is confirmed by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his 8 stanzas on the spiritual master, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado. By pleasing the spiritual master who is both Brahmana and Vaishnava, one pleases the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased, then one has nothing more to achieve, either in this world or after death. And the 9th verse, Yavana lakshayate loka lokan paryataha api yam yata sarve atmanam ye asya hetavaha. Prithu Maharaj continued, although you are traveling in all planetary systems, people cannot know you. Just as they cannot know the Supreme Super Soul, although He is within everyone's heart as the witness of everything, even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva cannot understand the Super Soul. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Muhyanti Yat Surayaha. Great demigods like Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra are sometimes bewildered trying to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it happened that Krishna was present on this planet and Lord Brahma and Indra also mistook him. And what to speak of great yogis and jnanis who conclude that the absolute truth, Supreme Personality of Godhead is impersonal. In the same way, great personalities and Vaishnavas like four Kumaras are also invisible to ordinary people. Although they are traveling all over the universe in different planetary systems, when Sanatan Goswami went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could not recognize by Chandrasekhar Acharya. The conclusion is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in everyone's heart and his pure devotee Vaishnavas are also traveling all over the world, but those are under the modes of material nature cannot understand the form of Supreme Personality of Godhead. The source of this cosmic manifestation of the Vaishnavas, it is said therefore that one cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead or Vaishnava with the material eyes. One has to purify his senses and engage in devotional service of the Lord. Then gradually one can realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is a Vaishnava. What a beautiful verse. Om Ajnanasim Randasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadankitam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutam Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunadanvaitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvaitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhyanabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyasya Krupasindubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavada Prachacha Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Hare Krishna, thank you so much for giving this opportunity. Whenever I get an opportunity like this, I always feel like how much unqualified I am and how merciful Lord Krishna is discuss about his glories. And also all the devotees very mercifully and kindly giving this opportunity even though I'm least qualified. So please give your blessing so that we can discuss some Harikatha. So this chapter, 22nd chapter, fourth canto, titled Prudhu Maharaja's Meeting with Four Kumara. So in the first six slokas, the topic is first of all, when four Kumaras came to Prudhu Maharaj kingdom, how Prudhu Maharaj received four Kumaras. So, when the four Kumaras came, first of all, Prudhu Maharaj is extremely eager to see them and he is extremely humble, humility. And offered them nice seats, worshipped them according to the scriptures. And most importantly, when a saintly person comes to our house, how to behave is he washed the feet of the saintly person and sprinkled that water over his hair. Thus he showed how to receive a saint. So that's how Putu Maharaj received. It's just like, you know, to give an example to all of us, how to receive a saintly person. Have to wash their feet, lotus feet, and sprinkle on our head the water, you know, sprinkle the water on the hair, not only Prithu Maharaj, but also the family. Today's work starts from 6th onwards. So Prithu Maharaj is saying, first of all, after washing, he is glorifying. He is glorifying that the four great sages were elder to Lord Shiva. Imagine, Lord Shiva is very powerful personality, but four Kumaras are elder brothers of Lord Shiva, and they are sitting in the golden, you know, kind of, you can call a throne or a chair. They appear just like a fire blazing on an altar. The way they look like is just like the fire is blazing from the altar. Out of his great gentleness and respect for them, began to speak with great restraint as follows. These words are very important. Great gentleness and respect. I mean, in life also it's very important. Not only being gentle, but also being great gentle. Especially with Vaishnavas. Great gentleness. I see how Srila Prabhupada used this word. Whenever Prabhupada chooses a word, you know, I spoke with Sutakit Prabhu, who was the secretary of Srila Prabhupada for many years. Whole night Srila Prabhupada doesn't sleep, and he used to translate. And Sutakit Prabhu used to, you know, hear from the outside door. Srila Prabhupada says, out of, and there is a pause for 3-4 minutes. And in this 3-4 minutes, Srila Prabhupada is very carefully thinking of what is the next, you know, words he choose. So actually, Srila Prabhupada's books are transcendental ecstasies coming directly from his heart. So when we read these books, we are directly associating with Srila Prabhupada. And these word selection, great gentleness and respect for them, began to speak with great restraint as follows. Restraint means very careful what we speak, what we not speak. Just like, you know, when we go to a visa office, you know, we are very careful, very nicely prepared, and what to speak and how carefully, you know. And here, when you meet Vaishnava, it should be great restraint and great gentleness. Wow, what a word selection. Now, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is giving the background. How four Kumaras has become like elder brothers of Lord Shiva. The whole purpose of Brahma being born is to increase the population. So out of the first sons of Brahma are four Kumaras. So Brahma created them in the hope that they will increase the population. But what happened is Brahma and four Kumaras, actually they decided, oh my God, if we marry, we get into trouble. We want to be Brahmacharis. And never want to marry. That's why they just want to engage in devotional service and give Krishna Katha to people. So that's why they are called Naistiki Brahmacharis, meaning they are never to marry. And Lord Brahma is extremely angry. Oh my God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead ordered a service to create, procreate. But now four Kumaras are saying this. They don't want to, marry, and they don't want to have offspring. And out of anger, supreme anger, Lord Shiva came between the eyebrows, or we call them Lord Rudra, mode of anger. So that's why there is a Rudra Sampradaya. Even the Rudra Sampradaya, also they are known Vaishnavas. So Rudra Sampradaya also Vaishnavas. This is other very important point Srila Prabhupada mentioned here. Vaishnavana Yado Shambho. The topmost Vaishnava is Lord Shiva. So in the Rudra Sampradaya, they are also Vaishnavas. But in the next few verses, Prithu Maharaj says how difficult to understand Supreme Personality of Godhead also his devotees. Seventh verse. King Prudhu spoke to four Kumaras, "You are auspicious personified. It is very difficult for even the mystic yogis to see you. Indeed, you are very rarely seen. I do not know what kind of pious activity I performed for you to grace me by appearing before me without difficulty." See the humility of Lord Prithu. His life full of pious, right? Full of piety. Such a nice gentleman and Vaishnava and Supreme Personality. Because of his great devotional attitude, Lord Vishnu came to see Prithu Maharaj. Now, in this, he is telling, "Oh my God, what kind of pious activity I did." We call it Ajnata Sukriti. Ajnata Sukriti, pious activities beyond one's knowledge. I always, feel like, "Oh my God, how fallen I am." You know, so many problems, anger, all these six things sitting in my heart. And in spite of that, being able to touch with holy name, able to touch with Bhagavatam, able to have Vaishnavas around us, and able to, reach sannyasis in the sense, able to discuss with them on few topics. So always I feel like this is Ajnata Sukriti. I am not qualified, to get even 0.001% of whatever I am going through right now. But still, pious activities beyond one's knowledge. So that's why at least I feel like, I am extremely fortunate to even touch Srimad Bhagavatam. So to see personally the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His pure devotee is not an ordinary incident. So when we see like a Vaishnava walking on the road or, a sannyasi, just to see them is not an ordinary event. How about even, talking with them and getting personal association? So that is not an ordinary event. These are the words by Prithu Maharaj. When such things happen, it is due to our previous pious credit. 7th chapter, 28th sloka. That is the beauty of Srila Prabhupada's books, that you don't need to read any other books. Because he summarizes nicely and brings Puranas, you know, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita into his purport. So that's why Srila Prabhupada's books are so, you know, there is no words to describe Srila Prabhupada's purport. Each word is very carefully selected. So, although Maharaj Prithu's life was full of pious activities, he was wondering how his audience with the Kumaras happened. He could not imagine what kind of pious activities he had performed. This is a sign of humility on the part of King Prithu, whose life was so full of pious activities that even Lord Vishnu came to see him and predicted that Kumaras would also come. What a beautiful thing. Prithu Maharaj is like, oh my God, I'm so fortunate. How can I see four Kumaras? But here Srila Prabhupada is saying, Prithu Maharaj is so extremely humble, not little humble. Because of his devotional qualities, humility, supreme personality of Godhead came. That is itself indicates that other devotees also will be coming in the future. So we are going to the 8th verse now. What a powerful verse this is. Any person upon whom Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are pleased can achieve anything which is very rare to obtain in this world as well as after death. Not only that, but also receives the favor of auspiciousness, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, who accompany the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Purport: the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are the bearers of Lord Vishnu. Brahma Samhita 5.38. What a statement. Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are bearers of Lord Vishnu. They carry Vishnu in the heart. And beautiful, again, in the previous verse, I described how Prabhupada brings relevant verses, 7.28 in the last, and now it's 5.38, Brahma Samhita. Pramanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hradayeshu vilokayanti yam syama sundara achincha gunasvarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Santa Sadeva Hradayeshu Vilokayanti. How do Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnavas, carry in their heart with great love in the eyes? They carry Krishna with extreme love in their heart. But people may argue, oh, is Krishna only in the heart of devotees and Brahmanas, not anybody else? No, Krishna is in the heart of everyone. But the Vaishnavas and the Brahmanas actually perceive and see him always in ecstasy. So that is the difference. People may argue, oh, Krishna is everywhere, so what is the big deal? But the difference is, Krishna is everywhere, but Vaishnavas and Brahmanas, they always perceive Krishna everywhere and they are in ecstasy. Other people perceive Maya everywhere and they are in depression. So that's why in modern material world, the difference between a devotee or a Brahmana is they see, oh, Krishna is everywhere, no problem, everything is good, ecstasy, they are ecstasy. And other non-devotees, they know Krishna is everywhere, but they don't see Krishna in everywhere. That is the difference. It's from translation from mind to eyes. That's why this verse is very important. Pramanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. how you can see Krishna everywhere by applying the ointment of love on the eyes. You need an ointment of Krishna Prema. If you have that ointment of Krishna Prema that is applied to our eyes, then you can see Krishna everywhere. Or else if you don't have ointment of Krishna Prema, you know Krishna is everywhere, but you cannot see Krishna everywhere and you cannot perceive Krishna everywhere. That's why you don't have mercy. You don't have ecstasy. That is why Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are carriers of Vishnu. Wherever they go, Lord Vishnu, imagine how powerful a Vaishnava and a Brahmana is. I mean, I'm talking about pure people, pure Vaishnavas and pure Brahmins. Wherever they go, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, the devotees of Lord Vishnu are carried. Not only just Vishnu comes with a Vaishnava, but also Lord Shiva comes, Lord Brahma comes, all the devotees come. If that pure saintly person walks, so if four Kumaras came to see Prudhu Maharaj, naturally the whole Vishnu and his paraphernalia and his devotees are also present. Under the circumstances, the conclusion is that when Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are pleased with a person, Lord Vishnu is also pleased. This is mentioned in Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, you know, the one wishing every morning, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadat. If you please a pure Vaishnava, you already simultaneously pleasing Vishnu. So that's why we cook so nicely to these sadhus who left everything. Actually, we are not only feeding or giving prasadam to sadhus. Actually, we are simultaneously giving it to Vishnu, Shiva, Brahma, and all the whole paraphernalia is satisfied. So that is the science of like very carefully cooking to sadhus. So the prasad that is left is usually in temples we call it prasad, mahaprasad. If the prasad that is left and we eat, that is mahaprasad. Narada as a kid, the only pious credit he did is he ate from the plates of all the sadhus. How Narada became Narada is just by eating maha prasad from the plate of all the sadhus. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased, then one has nothing more to achieve, either in this world or after that. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased, there is nothing more to achieve, either in this world or after that. Okay? So that is this 8th verse, and we are moving to the 9th verse. So very sweet 9th verse. Prudhu Maharaj continued, although you are traveling on all planetary systems, people cannot know you, just as they cannot know the Supreme Super Soul. Although he is within everyone's heart as the witness of everything, even Lord Brahma, Shiva cannot understand Super Soul. See how powerful this is. Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma cannot understand the Super Soul. What to be understood by like ordinary people? So in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Muhyanti Yat Surayaha. Muhyanti Yat Surayaha. The first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, जन्मादि यस्य अतः अन्वयात् इतरः चार्देषु अभिज्ञस्वराट् तेने ब्रह्म हृदय आदि कवये मुह्यन्ति यत्तोरयः. मीन्स् इन् दिस् फस्ट् वर्स् दे आर् गिविङ्ग् द डेफिनेशन् आफ् गाड् 1.1.1. सो वाट् इस् द डेफिनेशन् आफ् गाड्? वन् आफ् दि क्वालिटीस् इस् मुह्यन्ति यत्तोरयः, मीन्स् Krishna keep the demigods, the jnanis, the yogis. Krishna will bewilder them, bewilder them. The example given here is Brahma. In the Krishna Katha, where Brahma steals all the cows, and again he comes back, you know all the story, where Brahma saying again, sorry, because out of ego, Brahma did that. Same with Indra, where Krishna has to lift Govardhan Giridhar. And with many other sadhus, why? Because Muhyanti Asuriya, it's very difficult to understand Krishna. Understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, it is so happened that Krishna was present on this planet. Lord Brahma and King Indra also mistook him. Just now I explained that. What to speak of jnanis or yogis who conclude that the absolute truth is impersonal. Till today, you know, we distribute all these books and we try to broadcast this everywhere. Still people believe in nirakar. Oh God, you are still, you know, ideal worshippers. You know, actually Rama, Krishna are people who just born like a normal human beings, and because of exemplary qualities, they become a God. Yesterday I was watching, or a few days I was watching, somewhere like, anyway, this is out of Bhagavatam. So that's why I just stick to Bhagavatam. But anyways, you see in the life, so many highly educated, noble laureates, big, you know, politicians, big, so-called scholars, they don't know who Krishna is. Muhyanti Asurayaha. So, very important concept. In the same way, great personalities and Vaishnavas like the Kumaras are also invisible to ordinary persons. So if a sadhu comes, what do sadhu have? A some upper cloth, a small lower cloth, a small bag, that's it. And people even think, oh, this guy is a beggar. What does he have? If people cannot understand God, how do they understand a pure sadhu? We were reading the other day of Jada Bharata. Jada means inert, Bharata, like a stone. This person, people are throwing stones, urine, throwing urine and everything on Jada Bharata. He's like a stone. Sukadeva Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, pure people. These people are people don't understand this. They look only the outside things, not inside. These people travel all over the universe. Now here Srila Prabhupada brought Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Charitamrita, in this purport. When Sanatana Goswami went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could not be recognized by Chandrasekhar Acharya. The conclusion is that Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in everyone's heart, and his pure devotees, the Vaishnavas, are also traveling all over the world. But those who are under the modes of material nature cannot understand the form of Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of this cosmic manifestation of the Vaishnavas. So you have to be doing devotional service, then only you understand. you know, when we come to ISKCON in the beginning of our lives, we never understand why people are falling like dandavat when a sadhu walking, and like, you know, why that whole, this kind of elevation to these people. Actually, the elevation is not for the external body. The elevation and we are falling dandavat is because these people carry Krishna in their heart. Krishna in their heart, nothing else. Just by carrying Krishna in their heart, they are carrying the whole paraphernalia, Vrindavan. Maharaj Yudhishthir says when Vidura comes, actually you carry the holy places. You are the holy place personified. We go in Kartik, we go to, you know, Vrindavan, Mayapur, you know, all these places. But when a sadhu, pure Vaishnava, like Srila Prabhupada comes, he brings Vrindavan, he brings Mayapur, he brings, you know, all these places, and he can establish new Vrindavan, new Mayapur, new Jagannath Puri. This happened, right? So whatever Bhagavatam says, it exactly translates. It translates. That is the power of holy people. That is the pure example what Srila Prabhupada did is, he lived Srimad Bhagavatam, he is Mahabhagavat, and you know, a 70-year-old, 2 months visa, what can he accomplish? But he has Krishna in his heart. And see, when he came to Boston and then New York, new Gundicha temple, new Vrindavan temple, so many nice new Navadvip. Anyway, that is the power of pure devotees. But ordinary people cannot understand them. Ordinary people cannot understand God also. So one cannot see Krishna or Vaishnava with the material eyes. You need pramanjana bhakti vidochanena. You need that love, deep love. Krishna prema. One has to purify the senses and engage in the service of the Lord. How to get that ointment of Krishna prema? Purify the senses and engage in the service of the Lord. Then gradually one can realize who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and who is the Vaishnava. Very nice flow of Prudhu Maharaj, you know, glorifying Bhagavatam. Nigama Kalpataro Galitam Panam Sukamukat Amruta Drava Samyutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Mugur Raho Yasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha. It's like nectar. You keep squeezing each word, each sentence, each letter is a nectar. So anyways, you know, I pause here and I thank you so much for giving this opportunity. Vanchakalpa Tarubhyasya Krupa Sindhubhya Avasa Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. So any comments, questions about the things we discussed today?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for your enlightened chapter. It's really wonderful. If anybody have any questions or realization, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. As usual, very inspiring class. And yes, Prabhuji, wherever the Vaishnava is there, Vrindavan Dham is there, Mayapur Dham is there, Sisi Jagannath Puri Dham is there, Sisi Dwarka Dham is there, in every road, all the place as you informed us that that is New Vrindavan Dham, Sri Dham, that is Sri Dwarka Dish Dham, and all Dham is here by the mercy of Vaishnava. So the you want to inform us that Bhagavat Vaishnava is more important, so that we have to always take shelter of Vaishnava. And whenever we see the Vaishnava, we have to do Dandavat Pranam. I learned from my Maharaj that when they left from Sisi Radha Gopinath, we give a respect by giving a Dandavat Pranam. So that whatever our Maharaj, whatever saintly person is doing, we just follow them and we get the blessing by unknowingly. Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Vijay. Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much for summarizing very nicely. Yes. And also help these Vaishnavas imagine how much difficulty Srila Prabhupada gone through in the initial days. So whenever, in whatever way we can help these sadhus, you know, it whatever 1 rupee we give, it comes back like many folds multiplied. Of course, we are not doing that for multiplication purposes, but still, you know, helping to sadhus or giving, you know, is good, very good, because we are directly giving it to Lord.
Yesterday in a Srila Prabhupada Murika class, one Mataji explained, Prabhuji, that Srila Prabhupada has so much patience, so much tolerance. To give a Krishna consciousness. So sometimes we are in a so difficult condition to give a Krishna consciousness. So that we learn from Srila Prabhupada that how much patiently we have to give a Krishna consciousness to our family member, and how much tolerance we have without giving an answer, Prabhuji. So this is the power of Vaishnava. They teach us small, small things, Prabhu.
Very nicely said, Mataji, yes. In life, you know, whenever there is a difficulty comes, when we think about Srila Prabhupada, whatever he, you know, he overcome, when we read his Leelamrita, we are like, maybe our problems are 1,000 of what are even, you know, we are... What Srila Prabhupada, with health, old age, with different country, dealing with drug addicts, and dealing with, you know, so much. Fighting for Krishna, for Juhu temple, how much he fought with that Nair, right? When you read the Srila Prabhupada's Leelamrita, oh my God, Vaishnava is fighting, but he's fighting for Krishna. See now what happened now, the Juhu temple in Mumbai. So anyways, so yeah, Prabhupada, his life is a great example for us. Vaishnavas, how to deal regularly in our lives with other people, in every aspect of our life, you know, if Prabhupada is like the perfect example of how to deal, patience, compassion, mercy, humor. When you, I really like Prabhupada's humor. Even though he chastises, immediately he makes them laugh. And very nice, very such a great personality. So even, it's so fortunate, even, you know, getting in touch with such a personality, knowing about such a personality and glorifying pure Vaishnava. What else? I think in life, the moments we spent, the whole life, I think that is death. The moments we spent in Bhagavatam glorifying pure devotees, that is life. And all the work, stress, you know, everything we do is just a mere waste of time. Of course, as Grihasthas we have to do. But whenever I do this Bhagavatam classes, I feel like I have full of life again. Full of life again. that is the power of pure Vaishnavas, Bhagavatam, this transcendental literature. How fortunate, and having all the devotees to discuss about this. What else we need in life? But thank you so much for the comments.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for your association. Kirti Kuti Dandrat Pranam, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. This is Shyama Gauri Devidasi from Charlotte. Prabhuji, and thank you so much for really wonderful, beautiful class, Prabhuji. I'm very grateful to Srila Prabhupada and the devotees who give classes in this conference call. So every day we get association of devotees. It's very nice to hear all the classes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much for all the devotees who organize this conference call. It's a lot of, scheduling, reaching out to speakers. Such a wonderful service. Thank you so much for doing this, Mataji. Thank you for everyone who does their service to this call so that we get opportunity, even though, our temples are far and we can't go to Bhagavatam class every day, but this is such a wonderful opportunity we can discuss nicely. Thank you for all the wonderful service.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. One humble request. All are in Kartik month in Sitam Vrindavan Dhan, and we hear a lot of katha from by the eyes of H.G. Kalasudha Mataji. We enter in Sitam Vrindavan Dhan. Can you please extend some lila from Sitam Vrindavan Dhan?
Sorry, your voice is little slow. I heard about
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, can I say, I heard what you said?
Yes, sir.
So, Prabhuji, Mataji is saying that whenever devotees, they talk about Vrindavan, we really enter into Vrindavan Dham. So, can you speak something and tell a story, or you might have visited Vrindavan, so you just tell about different places little bit. So that way we will have the feeling that we are in Vrindavan right now.
Okay. So, very nice question. Thank you so much for asking. Whenever, I always feel like if you go to India, it doesn't mean that you are in India, right? I always feel like the place where we follow the Vedic rules, regulations strictly. Naham tishtami vaikunte, naham tishtami yogi hrudayeshwa, tatra tishtami narada, yatra gayanti madbhakta. So, here Lord Vishnu is saying, I don't stay in Vaikuntha. I don't stay in Lord's, Ryogi's hearts. I don't stay in other places. The place I stay is wherever a devotees come together and discuss my glories and sing my glories. That is the place where we stay. So when Mataji asks, the Krishna Katha that is going on right now, and we are hearing the Vrindavan aspect. Vrindavan is not a physical space, but that place wherever this Katha happens, wherever this Katha is heard, that place will automatically transform into Vrindavan. This is quoted in so many times. I told one verse by Vishnu himself. He is telling that the same verse. And before Maharaj Yudhishthir, when Vidura comes, same thing, Maharaj Yudhishthir washes the lotus feet of Vidura, and he says this beautiful verse. Tirdha kurvanti tirdhani swantastena gadabrutaha. So, Vidura, you are the holy place personified. Means, actually, before Prudhu Maharaj, he is talking about carrying Krishna in the heart, right? But here, Dharmaraj is one step forward. And he said, because Vidura was traveling all over all the holy places, and he is coming back to Hastinapur. And when he saw Vidura, actually, you are such a great devotee. When you come back, you are carrying the holy places all visited in your heart, and you are bringing that holy places to Hastinapur. So, the concept of Vrindavan in Kartika month is more about our consciousness. It's more about, you know, that the beautiful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kunti Maharani prayers, she says, Gopi Agade Tvayi Kurtagasi Dramatavat Ete Dasa Asrutakalal Anjana Sambramaksham. So Kunti Maharani says, Gopi Adade Tvai. Gopi means, who is Gopi? Yashoda. Yashoda with a stick. Adade Tvai, coming fast to hit Krishna. Baby Krishna. Little cute Krishna. And what happens? What Krishna is doing? Gopi Adade Tvai Krutagasi Dhamatavat. And this Krishna is running and crying. Namami Swaram Satchit Ananda Rupam. The Satchit Ananda Rupam Muhuswasakam Patri Rekanka Kanta. Because of this crying and everything, his chest is rising, and your Krishna's small, cute baby face is full of, it become red, and he is like wiping tears, and you know, and his mascara that is applied to the eyes that is being gone, and Krishna is kind of like trembling. And his breath is fast, because you know, whenever you are in this mood of fear, you tremble little bit. Muhushvasa kampatri, muhushvasa, his breathing is kampa, shaking. Ekanka kanta, sitas grivadamodaram bhakti badam. So we are praying that this beautiful form of Krishna to be in our heart all the time. Varam deva moksham na moksham vidamva na chanyam raneham vareshaditiha idam deva purnada gopala balam. I don't want any desire. I don't want anything. I don't want except one thing. I want this beautiful Bala Gopala, this shivering, running, trembling Bala Gopala. This form should be imprinted in my heart and I don't want anything else. And again, I am going back to Kunti Maharani's prayers. Gopi adade trai kurdadasi damatavat ete dasha ashrukalalanjana sambaramaksham. So when seeing this scene, Kunti Maharani is Manatha, means aunt to Krishna. Imagine everyday Bhagavatam, what we are doing. We are glorifying Krishna, right? Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is this, Krishna is that. You know, he is perfect, he is everything. And Brahma is bowing to Krishna, Shiva is bowing to Krishna, Prabhupada is bowing to Krishna. And every great personality is like glorifying Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying Krishna. And this personality, Krishna, is shivering, crying. And seeing that scene, Kunti Maharani was bewildered. I never saw anything like that. So just hearing this beautiful pastime, immediately the heart becomes Vrindavan, the place becomes Vrindavan. The other very nice thing Krishna likes is in the whole world is Radharani. Even Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't say Radharani directly. So Radharani's concept itself is the most secretive concept. And out of all the pastimes and everything, Radha Kunda, the place where Krishna and Radha meet in secrecy, in private, under the moon light, that is the topmost ecstatic secret, devotional secret. His Holiness Varshana Maharaj in New Vrindavan, he used to speak like 4 hours non-stop about the leelas of that ecstasy of the interaction between Radha and Krishna. So when you ask this question of Vrindavan Dham, yes, going to Dham is always good. I am not saying anything. But even, because of our worldly responsibilities, if we don't go, still hearing about Dham, and hearing about this Leela, Bala Gopal Leela, especially in Kartik month, what else we want in life? This cute Krishna being tied, Damu Udara, tied to this thing. And that beautiful form where Krishna is crying and finally, out of love to mother, again, this concept of Krishna Prema, out of love to mother, Krishna surrendered. Right? So I pray to all the devotees that this beautiful Bala Gopala form should be imprinted in my heart, in my mind, in my thoughts. What else we need in life? That's the only wish also of this Kartik month, by the mercy of all the senior Vaishnavas and the devotees. This cute Krishna form should be imprinted in our hearts. So that's my explanation of Vrindavan Dham. A few little pastimes, but the whole concept is International Society of Krishna Consciousness. The mood is not the physical place. The physical place turns into Vrindavan Dham. Omaha, I am in Omaha, sir. This place, my place, right now is Vrindavan. It's non-different, place where I'm talking, or wherever, Charlotte, Houston, India, whoever, wherever you are from, the conference call, the place where you are sitting is Vrindavan Dham. When, you hear about this beautiful Krishna's pastimes, especially in Kartik month, with this extremely cute pastimes of Yashoda changing Krishna. So I will end here. And of course, thank you so much for asking that pastime. And it's always such a sweet pastime. Whatever the little Krishna, is very sweet. Whatever he does. And Hare Krishna, thank you.
Thank you. Sridhar Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Prabhuji ki jai. Yes, Prabhuji, one small point I want to add by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev. Our counselor Ramchandra Prabhuji, now he moved in Pune after staying 14 years. One was in Avrod. He always, all the lectures, he explained about Srimati Radharani Sisi Radha Kunda. Sisi Radha Kunda is a liquid from Srimati Radharani and Yamuna Maharani, so that we have to, before chant our round, we have to pray to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, and we have to enter in Sridham Vrindavan Dham by praying liquid mercy of Srimati Sisi Radha Kunda. So it's a live mercy. Srimati Radharani is in a liquid form in Sisi Radha Kunda and Sisi Sama Kunda. So this is the instruction given by Ram Prabhuji, our counselor. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your assistance. Dandavat Pranam, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. And even in the nectar of instruction, it's such a beautiful, it's 11 or 12 slokas. The last sloka is all about Radha Kunda. So in this whole universe, what is the most special place? We know Dwaraka is important. Vrindavan is very important. In Vrindavan, Govardhan is very important. You know, the gradation of importance. And Govardhan, around that, on top of Govardhan, Syama Kunda, and topmost of everything is Radha Kunda. So when we chant, somehow, okay, I'm sitting at Radha Kunda under the moon, full moon day, we're waiting for Krishna. Especially New Vrindavan, they have little Radha Kunda on that Govardhan. I used to spend a lot of time there in New Vrindavan. So Radha Kunda is such a special place. And I mean topmost place, not only special, topmost, beyond Vrindavan, beyond Syama Kunda, topmost. Number one is Radha Kunda. Nectar of instruction, 11th or 12th verse. So Srila Prabhupada wrote a beautiful purport. Hare Krishna, thank you so much for sharing that.
Prabhuji, can you please sing whatever you want to sing, Prabhu?
Hare Krishna?
Can you sing any bhajan or any sloka, please?
Can I sing any question or any sloka? So,
any bhajan from Vaishnav songbook or any sloka?
There are so many senior Vaishnavas. Can anybody sing anything, Mataji? You are more sweeter singers. I am not, Krishna only gave me to speak. So, Mataji, anyone or any kids? I like kids to sing. Any kids
Vrinda
on the conference?
Vrinda is there, then Vrinda will sing.
Please. In Kartika, who else is more qualified than a kid to sing? So, Vrinda, anything you want to sing, please.
I am talking about our little Gopi Vrinda.
Yes. Is she there? I know Vrinda. Anyone on the conference call to sing a nice, whatever you relevant to Kartik or nice. Okay, I just got one in my mind. Is anyone singing or I can just...
Please go ahead, Prabhuji.
Adaram maduram, vadanam maduram, nayanam maduram, asitam marduram, hrudayam maduram, gamanam maduram, maduradipate, akilam maduram. Gopi madura, leela madura, yuktam maduram, buktam maduram, nityam maduram, akilam maduram, maduradipate, akilam maduram. So this is beautiful madurastaka. So adaram maduram, vadanam maduram, nayanam maduram, hasitam maduram. So everything related to Krishna is supremely sweet. We talk about rasagulla, this sweet, that sweet, right? The lotus lips of Krishna, these are like bimba flower, bimba, that beautiful pink lips. From those lips, all the Vedas came through the flute of Lord Krishna. That is supremely sweet. And Bhagavad Gita came from the lips of Krishna. That is sweet. And the teeth of Krishna, you know, so much nice description about how beautiful, how the Krishna smile. When Kunti Maharani said the whole Kunti prayers, Krishna did only one thing. He turned to Kunti and he smiled and he left. So, and the face of Krishna, adaram maduram, vadanam maduram, nayanam maduram, asitam maduram, hrudayam maduram, gamanam maduram, maduradipate, akilam maduram. So hrudayam, the heart of Krishna. So yesterday we were reading, we are reading 6th canto, Ajamil. Ajamil was so degraded. And I don't go into the depths, but I'm just telling how compassionate this Krishna is. And at the time of death, he said Narayana to the last son's name, and he sent his people, to bring Ajamil back to Vaikuntha. Or the heart of Krishna, if you want to know the heart of Krishna, Aho bakiyam tanakala kutam jingasaya apayat api asadvi leve gatim datri uchitam tata hanyam kamva dhayalum saranam rajema. Means Krishna, this today the mood is little Krishna, right? So we are in the mood of discussing about our little Krishna. This Krishna is few months old. And Uttana came to give the breast milk to kill Krishna. And what Krishna said, oh, this lady is coming like my mom. So that's why, you know, I have to give this lady motherly position. Imagine, we see small kids, how cute they are, 6 months old, 1 year old, 3 months old, or 2 years old. And this Putana came to kill this kid. This kid is not ordinary kid. This kid knows everything. In spite of that, Hrudayam maduram, gamanam maduram, maduradipate, akilam maduram. Krishna is the maduradipate. He is the king of sweetness. Krishna is king of sweetness. And this whole, I think it's an 8-stanza poem, it describes various different pastimes. Everything is sweet, sweet, sweet. So that's my little glorification of sweetness of Lord Krishna. If anyone wants to say a little bit, you are welcome to. Hare Krishna, thank you so much for giving this opportunity. What else we need in life? We keep going on Harikatha. You know, Harikatha is such a sweet nectar. Such a wonderful, wonderful Vaishnavas, encouraging, motivating. I have no qualification, but because of all of your presence and Srila Prabhupada's mercy, Krishna's mercy, what beautiful topics we discussed. Thank you so much for all of your mercy. That too, Kartika month, we should be more greedy to glorify Krishna. In the sense, you know, time, I have no time limit today. Anything else?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam Mataji, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
I just wanted to share little passage. This is more. Then little Damodar, he breaks the path of the yogurt that Mother Yashoda was churning, because she left him before he satisfied with the milk. So then he breaks that part, and in there the butter was already coming up. It's almost done, but just a few minutes needed to be more churning more. So when Mother Yashoda left, so he become angry, so he presses his lips with his teeth and become angry, and then he finds a little stone and he breaks the pot. And now everything comes out, yogurt, buttermilk and butter. And it's the floor is a very beautiful marble floor in the palace. And all this liquid and everything, the butter and slippery thing is there now, spread out everywhere. And first Krishna eats little butter and yogurt and things like that. And then he thought of Mother Yashoda. So she will come and she will chastise him. So he just goes away, runs away from there. But when I was thinking, when he was going, but it's just a floor, it's marble floor, and all the butter and yogurt and buttermilk is all over spread. So even if I try to go, I will fall down. No, just fell down. But he didn't fall down. He just went. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Hare Krishna. It's a sweet pastime. Krishna's butter pastimes.
Yes. And he runs all over everywhere. And Mother Yashoda is chasing, running after him to catch him, to punish. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Anyone wants to share anything?
If nobody has any question, can we end the call here? Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your very enlightening class today, and we are very grateful to you. We look forward for your association again in the future, Prabhuji. If nobody has any question, we can end the call here, paying obeisances to Prabhuji and all the devotees. Pancha Kalpa Tarupyasya Kupa Sindhu Hevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Krishna Prasannatma Prabhuji Ki Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to all the assembled Vaishnavas.